This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
It's going to be in Cleveland in 2016. The Republican National Committee has chosen Cleveland.
It's not the place you come to sleep. I tell you what, how comfortable is that? Probably won't have any neck problems tomorrow.
Fighting for Idaho.
I kept thinking that you just need to change your slogan at the beginning of your show. Instead of if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press, it should be if it's Sunday, it's another administration official making stuff up on Meet the Press.
Fighting for you.
People are sleeping while they drive. They're watching. They're on their cell phone.
You see, this
forget it.
Right, but you see, you should have come out with this. Now we've got to go, and you're giving us the best stuff.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I'm sorry.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up this hour, your chance to win a family four-pack to the Les Schwab Tire Motor Fest. And you can see a lot of the hot shot nationals. You've got all these burnouts going on. Going to be a fun time. And if you've got kids, how about this? They can meet Bumblebee from the movie, number one movie in America, Transformers. And if you're a big kid like good old Kay Millie, you can see The Dark Knight. On Saturday night, the cars are going to do what they do best and cruise. Again, it's a big value, but a family four-pack can be yours. And we always want to try and make it fun and entertaining. And when you hear this...
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Oh, yes. Well, I used to before Mrs. Miller showed up.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
All right. Caller 10 at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. When you hear that clip from Emily Wither, you'll win the family four-pack if you're caller 10. And by the way, a bonus family four-pack. If you call Ray Amaya right now and you know where this comes from, may the good news be yours. If you know what TV show that's from, you'll win a family four-pack as well. May the good news be yours, if you can remember that. Joining us now, Janelle Tobias from Women Against Gun Control. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment. Ms. Tobias, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I love Idaho. I was in Boise for the weekend, and I love the Boise Walk, the Green Belt there, and I have Boise River Green Belt envy because it's such an awesome river and the way that Boise's landscaped it.
Well, it's kind of like how America used to be.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm originally from Shelley, Idaho, and so I'm really excited to do a show with you today, Kevin.
Well, welcome home.
Thanks a lot.
So let's talk a little bit about the Second Amendment, the state of the Second Amendment today. How in danger of it are we losing it?
Well, I would say from today, from where we were 20 years ago, we're a lot better off. That's why 20 years ago, I like to say I was cool before it was cool to be gun rights, because 20 years ago, I had two little girls, and I looked around, and all the leading political ladies, from my mayor to the attorney general, my representative, Hillary Clinton, Janet Reno, and all the women were saying, hey, we need to ban guns. And so I just made a statement, hey, I don't support gun control. And I did the research and found out that the way, if I want to keep my daughters safe, that the more gun control laws that are passed, it makes my girls more in danger, actually, from crime. And so we got organized here in Utah and had rallies and helped to get concealed carry passed in Utah. And so today I would say we were better off from 20 years ago. So I would like to think that in 20 years ago that we'll be better off with gun control laws. But I don't know if I can be that optimistic with the administration that we have right now.
Well, as someone who loves the Second Amendment, how scared are you of this administration? We just had a report from the Huffington Post via Glenn Greenwald's site that five Americans were targeted based on their political thought, their political speech. And if they're coming after speech, certainly they're coming after guns.
Yes, I'm the current. We're talking about the Obama administration. I'm scared to death. Okay. I think the word on the street or the talk that we're all kind of secretly scared about He's already issued several executive orders on guns, just incrementally chipping away. And will he issue an executive order that says, hey, turn in your guns, or if you've ever been diagnosed with depression or any kind of mental illness, are we going to lose our gun rights? And I don't put anything past him with the latest fiasco on the border with all the illegal alien children. Who would have ever thought that could have happened in America? I mean, you just look at scandal after scandal, and I can't believe that this is happening and the greatest nation on earth is being taken down into a banana republic.
Well, and that's the scary part, where we see people being empowered that aren't even here legally, and we have people like yourself being targeted possibly mm-hmm. by the government for your beliefs. You know, I'm looking at some of the articles here. And, you know, one of them describes you as a petite, chatty Mormon housewife in suburban Salt Lake, has earned a reputation as a relentless citizen activist, a label that many of her faith view with suspicion when applied to a woman. Quote, I got into activism accidentally. I opened my mouth. How important is it to be heard?
It is so important. I can't emphasize enough. For example, I got into activism by opening my mouth. Like I said earlier, I was out actually doing a term limit petition drive. I believe in term limits. And I looked around, and the mayor of Salt Lake was starting to pass all these gun control laws. And I believed all these women that were saying that, hey, if we want to make our kids safe, we just have to pass gun control laws. And so I did the research, and I found out exactly the opposite, that the more gun control laws that are passed, the more crime, as we've seen in Chicago over the weekend, with guns being illegal in Chicago and all the murders that are taking place. And so I wrote a news release. I have a degree in communications from BYU, and I said, hey, that Mayor Dee Dee Corradini, she was a female. She flunked her constitutional class, and then there was a judge also that was saying that it was not against the Second Amendment to limit gun rights. And I said that the judge also flunked his constitution class. Don't they understand what infringed means? It means don't infringe on rights. They were trying. This is before the Brady Bill, and they were trying to pass background checks. And so I got a few people together, and five cameras showed up little old me, that. Stay-at-home mom who had given up my career to stay home and take care of my children. And I was like, wow, I couldn't even believe it, that they would listen to a mom. And so throughout the years, I've taken on a lot of issues, but especially the gun rights issue. I've ended up, on several times the front page of the newspaper just for opening my mouth, just for being a voice against the women. Mainly, I was pretty feisty saying, hey, these high-powered ladies, it was Hillary Clinton even still back then, but more it was Sarah Brady, Janet Reno, and during the Clinton administration. And they're extremely hypocritical because they say, oh, we shouldn't have guns, but what do their bodyguards carry, mace? I bet they even have a gun in their undies drawer.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't want to go into their undies drawer, but without getting to, I guess, genderish, if you will, at 580KIDO, what about the female firearms empowerment movement? How's it going with the women?
It's going very well. And 20 years ago, the group I started, Women Against Gun Control, it was probably the first or one of the first female gun rights groups to come out and say, hey, women don't support gun control. And that, like I said, that was very unusual back then, because they were trying to portray women that they didn't know they shouldn't have a gun in the home, and if they did, they were putting their kids in danger, which I find highly hypocritical, again, because it seems the women who are saying, oh, women should be in the military, they fly fighter jets, they operate full auto weapons in the military, but they can't have a gun in their own home. And so for a lot of years, Women Against Gun Control was one of the only voices, and I just wanted to be a voice out there so that when people did an internet search on the internet, they didn't see just all these gun rights groups that were women to take away the right to own guns. And so I can't tell you how I've done countless interviews with students and answered correspondence, just to be another voice. You can't let people that have views that are opposing the Constitution to be the only voice out there. And so you can, to organize, to go to city council meetings, to go to county council meetings, to go lobby the legislature. And at that time, concealed carry in Utah, I think it was like 1993, there were only about 1,200 people that had a concealed carry permit. It was very difficult to get a concealed carry permit. You had to have a job that, like maybe in security or something, that where you had to show cause where you...
And this is in Utah. We're not talking Vermont.
Right.
We're not talking California.
And so in my wildest dreams did I ever think... It was just kind of a dream to be a larger political lobby than the Utah Education Association, because they had like probably maybe 40,000 at that time. And so 20 years later, we have over 100,000 people in the state of Utah have concealed carry permits, but it took 3 years. We had to get the women active, because to get laws passed that are so that gun laws tend to be a guy thing, that at least they used to be, but not so much anymore. And concealed carry in Utah has one of the best concealed carry permits. That's why everybody wants to get a concealed carry permit. So I'd like to think that we can keep going forward and not backwards, but it's really interesting, Kevin, back in the day, if we said, well, we have to have guns to protect us from a tyrannical government, and they thought that we were wearing a tinfoil hat or something, like, what? You know, you're just a bunch of bunker-type personalities. You know, you hide in your basement and you think that the government's out to get you. Well, if anybody doesn't think that now, then they're the ones that are living with tinfoil hats on them, not going out anywhere, just seeing a pattern of consistent chipping away at our rights.
I would agree with you. Janet Lee Tobias with us from Women Against Gun Control at 580KIDO. How concerned are you, and let's get back to this issue when we talk gun control, that every time there's a national tragedy, we have the President of the United States blaming people like you, blaming people like me, that support our right to keep and bear arms?
It scares me to death. I think for the people out there that believe in the Second Amendment, it's always like, every time there's a shooting, I think we all are shaking in our boots, because we know that the second that happens, they're going to be calling for our gun rights. I used to think that President Bill Clinton was bad at that. Every time that there was a mass shooting, he would be calling for gun control laws. But when we have a president who his attorney general, I think it was Eric Holder, said that we can't afford to let a tragedy go to waste, because we can do things that we normally can't do. And when the Sandy Hook, it's really the Sandy Hook evil. Yeah, they used a gun, but we need to focus on what causes people to snap and go out and shoot little kids. I mean, who would have thought of that? When you and I grew up, I remember, my mom used to tell me, like, hey, don't, she told me what kidnapping was, and I couldn't fathom that anybody could kidnap a little kid. But then she told me, this was just, should I reveal my age here if I say how many years ago?
Oh, that's okay. I'm an old man. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, okay. In the 60s, okay.
Those were good times.
Yeah, yes, they were. And your mom probably told you the same thing then, that I was always going to be safe at school and that nobody would ever go to school and hurt little kids. And I remember, I think it was the California shooting. Was it the Stockton, California? And people were completely shocked that somebody could go and take a gun and just start shooting children. And then now it seems like almost for sure every month or more, and a lot of times that we don't hear about, somebody is just senselessly shooting kids. And so, and they have passed 20,000 gun control laws, and not one of those laws has prevented a bad guy from getting a gun. And so, if I look at the situation growing up, we probably grew up in about the same time then, going to school in Shelley, Idaho, that the home of the Shelley Russet potatoes, by the way. I remember guys would pull up to the high school and they had gun racks in their pickups, and they had guns in their gun racks, and nobody even thought anything twice about it. And a friend of mine reminded me at our last high school reunion that he used to take a rifle on the bus and ride the bus to school, put the gun in his locker, and then he would go shooting with his coaches at lunchtime. And then a lot of schools in the early times were built with a rifle range underneath the school.
Right. We still see those here in the Treasure Valley. Janely, please hang on. Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Much more coming up.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Well, maybe. Let's get you to work safely.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Janely Tobias with us as we continue on talking about women against gun control. Now, you've been involved in lands issues as well down there in Salt Lake.
Yes, I have. That's why I talked about the river as soon as I got on the phone earlier with this morning. And that was basically, I went to some city council meetings to protest a large-scale development, 2 million square feet of office space, if you can believe that, and 10,000 parking spaces on 110 acres on the Jordan River here in South Jordan. And how I wish I had the Boise River in South Jordan where I live, because the Boise River is like, a, I mean, is it the snake? It's the Boise River, right, in Boise. It's not the Snake River.
Right, that's where Evel Knievel tried to jump.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him.
and he didn't make it, right, when he jumped the Snake River Canyon?
Nope, unfortunately for him.
Yeah, and so, like, I miss the Snake River, I miss the Boise River, and Jordan River, such a small river anyway, and you put anything next to it, it completely dwarfs it. And so I went to city council meetings, and I just asked them not to rezone that, and that we had a large citizen coalition that said we would be willing to go out and raise money to preserve that ground so the farmers could still get their money for the ground, and and they could still sell it, but we would preserve it. And we became so effective that the developers sued us for $1.7 million, and one of the developers was a judge, and so everybody was afraid of him. I guess I should have been, but when people do things that are unconstitutional, you have to fight back. And so on that issue, I did fight back, and we didn't cower when we were sued for $1.7 million, another lady.
Now, wait a minute. You must have been scared.
I was scared. I mean, I don't really have a record of getting in trouble with the law. I didn't even know what a lawsuit was. Like, the most I'd ever had was an expired registration. And so we got sued, and fortunately there was an ACLU lawyer who's actually very anti-gun. But when he saw that we were being sued and told all we had to do for them to drop the lawsuit was to keep our mouth shut. And so so we said that was unacceptable, but we didn't know how we were going to pay for it, if we were going to have to use our own funds. But Rocky Anderson, who later became the mayor of Salt Lake City, and who in fact was a presidential candidate with the Justice Party in the year 2012. he said, hey, I'm going to represent you ladies pro bono. And he probably donated about $100,000 worth of legal fees, and then he became mayor. And then And then we accumulated about $400,000 worth of legal fees throughout a 9-year period, because when you have developers with deep pockets and you have a terrible judge who didn't have a lick of common sense to understand that these developers were just trying to make us be quiet. So we fought for 9 years, and we ended up, it was always the settlement agreements. We had 18 very high pressure settlement agreements, and it was always pay us money and keep your mouth shut. And settlement agreement number 17 was just pay us $100 and keep your mouth shut. And that was unacceptable. And so they ended up.
So wait a minute. You were going to be, you could get out of this $1 million lawsuit by just saying, by just shutting up and paying $100.
Uh huh.
But you had, you stuck on principle. That's reassuring these days.
Yeah. and so it was very, I can't even tell you, Kevin. I mean, it was really, it was a horrible time because we're, you know, we're talking about threats to gun rights. I consider this a threat to free speech, and you're in radio, and you understand how important it is for people to speak freely about things that they believe in. And I, one of the settlement agreements, my lawyer called and said, a settlement agreement number 17, you know, can you just pay $100 and keep your mouth shut? And I faxed him back. Remember, does anybody fax anymore? But I took a big Sharpie and I wrote on a piece of paper, you'll have to pry my free speech from my cold, dead voice box. And so because we stood down to power, when you speak truth to power is this a common phrase for political activists. We won, and not only did we win, but they actually paid us $50,000, which just went to my $400,000 worth of legal fees. But the main thing to me was we didn't have to keep our mouth shut. And no one should ever, ever be quiet about anything that they believe in. And so if when we see from the city council to the school board to the state, anything that infringes on your rights, I've had so many experiences where I stood up and faced them down. You really can win because they bully people. And you know, one such example was that a few years ago, it was in the year 2000, that was a really big anti-gun year, and that was when a lot of women organized, and they had they remember the Million Mom March in Washington, D.C.? And so Women Against Gun Control, we had one of the largest rallies ever here in the state of Utah to counter that, and then I went back to Washington, D.C., and we countered the million moms that were there, and that was really scary. They're so dark. You know, they wear black in there, and they lie so much, and we walked past their rally and holding our signs, and they were spitting on us, and they, like, I have pictures of them shaking their fist at us. And the media portrays them, and they portray themselves as, oh, we're so gentle because we don't believe in gun rights, and gun rights are violence, when the exact opposite is true. The fact is that guns save 2.5 million lives a year. And those are studies that have been done at the University of Florida by Gary Kleck. He's was a criminologist and an ACLU either on the ACLU board or an ACLU attorney, that determined that guns are used 2.5 million years in defensive use. And because of my high-profile political activism then the Simon Wiesenthal Center targeted Women Against Gun Control as a hate group. And so I didn't even know that they had done that until I started getting calls from attorneys saying, hey, if you want to sue the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who is a group, by the way, that is dedicated to
sure,
for the time in...
Well, before long, Jana Lee, they're going to put you in with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We've got to run, but we'd love to have you back. If people want more information, if they'd like to join your group, what can they do?
Okay, WAGC.com is the website, and it's under construction right now. We also have Facebook groups, Women Against Gun Control. Just type in Women Against Gun Control. We also have a brother organization called Men Who Support Women Against Gun Control.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, Kevin.
And we'll have you back, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Jana Lee Tobias. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
This country, they will join this cause of articles of impeachment against Barack Obama because enough is enough. Halt this fundamental transformation of America that is making us an unrecognizable mess of a nation at this time.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hi-de-ho, K. Millie in the morning. You know, there are so many things going on. We've got Sarah Palin calling for the impeachment of President Obama, Pat Buchanan, that we're chasing diligently. I guess it's diligently. We will talk about that coming up in the next few weeks, saying not to impeach the president. And then the situation in California. Have you seen the video yet? And we live in such a multi-platform culture that I'm trying to get this on our website, Facebook it, and actually do what they pay me to do around here, which is a talk show. But you've got this image of a California highway patrolman who's white, who's punching a black woman on the ground. Insert whatever comments you want to after this, whether or not we're going to have more racial anxiety being ginned up, if you will. Yeah, you know, we used to talk about race all the time. Now, look, I don't want to add to the problem. Let's take a listen here at 580 KIDO.
It's the encounter on Interstate 10 near La Brea that a carload of witnesses won't soon forget. A woman walking, then confronted by a CHP officer who, for an unknown reason, takes her to the ground and pummels her with his fists. We counted at least 11 times.
Well, she took a left. And the cop, the CHP, ran after her, grabbed her to try to subdue her. And then she, you know, just like anyone regular, you know, kind of shove it off, kind of, you know, getting away.
Oh, shit. He is beating her up, yo.
And there we have it. Amazing when you think about this. What's going on here where you have this officer pummeling this woman. Now, we don't know what caused it. We don't know what provoked the incident. And are we going to have people opining about rights and everything else? That's scary. But whether he was white, whether she was black, whether he was black, she was white, do you punch someone again and again? It looks like a UFC match. And by the way, there's some adult language that I took out. That is available on the Kevin Miller Facebook. It'll be at 580KIDO.com in 2 seconds. We go to Jim in Star at 580KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Elliot. You know, something that just makes me sick is who knows what this lady did to get this guy so fired up. I think police training these days is a disaster. But this lady was a great grandmother, and he's beating her like that. I mean, you just, come on. I mean, it doesn't even, nothing goes together. I could see if it was, you know, a gang member, someone who brandished a firearm, someone who pulled a weapon on you. Even if this old lady pulled a weapon on me and I was a police officer, you would easily have to think, something's wrong with this old lady. I'm not going to keep beating her senseless. I'm going to subdue her. I'm going to get her cuffed up. But, I mean, this is another one of those things, Kevin. It's just going to be a powder keg. It's going to turn into a big disaster. You watch. You know all the players that are going to come out, and they're going to turn this thing into a mess, which it on all rights should be, actually. I'm disgusted by it.
Yeah, you know, we know law enforcement officers. We know everybody else. I can't believe that, again, boom, boom, boom. Anybody that's seen the video understands just how bad it is.
It's, Kevin, it's a breakdown, man. You got to think about, you know, they're training, the way they're training these people. And I think what they've done is, you know, police officers used to be a pretty, that was a prestigious title to have, is yourself be an officer of the law. And you had to go through proper training, and psychologically, you had to have your, you know what, together upstairs. I think it's changed a lot, Kevin. You can just tell. They're like, they're hiring drones, and these drones don't even question the laws because they don't know the laws. It's ugly, man. It's really
so you're
ugly,
saying
man.
This is a reflection on the police.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What else could it be, Kevin? What else could it be?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to think about these guys that are, if they're a liability and they've got a short fuse, or they're just, you know how there's those people you meet in your life that are just angry at everything.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Not frustrated, angry.
Yes.
And those guys can't be on the front line, Kevin. They can't be our civil servants. And you watch. It's going to get ugly, man. And great show. I'm going to cut myself out. Take care.
Thank you, Jim from Star. That's what scares me. Should he be fired? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, talking about this police beating in California. We go to Gordon in Star. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think?
Well, what I think is we don't want to play an Obama like he did back in Newtown several years ago when he rushed to judgment and accused the police of acting stupidly. And then turns out that wasn't the case. None of us were there. None of us saw what happened. We don't know what led up to this. Although it looks bad at the onset, I'd suggest everybody wait and don't rush to judgment and find out what the investigation shows. And then weigh in on our opinions. Everybody's entitled to an opinion, but a lot of times if you don't have all the facts, those opinions wind up in the trash can and don't really mean anything, or people make fools of themselves. So I'd hold off, wait and see what happens, what comes up, and then express opinions.
That's the scary part, because it's so graphic.
Well, it is graphic, but let me just tell you, I retired after 36 years in law enforcement, and what looks graphic and what looks unjustifiable and outrageous and out of character for police officers, who, by the way, are very well trained, at least in the state that I moved from. And it might look like one thing, but we may have no idea what led up to this situation, whether it looks justified or not. We really don't know, because none of us were there. I've personally been in situations with little great-grandmothers who pulled knives and guns, and the battle was on. Now, whether or not you continued to protect yourself beyond some point in time until the citizen by law is required to submit, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on in their minds. I didn't hear any of the audio, but I do know, I've learned a long time ago, wait until you've all the facts, like old Friday used to say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate you listening. More on this in a minute. By the way, you can go to our website, 580kido.com. You'll see that video, and then we'll have more of that coming up. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, the latest on the border, plus your calls concerning the police beating. Again, you can check that out at 580kido.com. Do we rush to judgment? Do we rush in? Or do we hold back? Perhaps let cooler heads prevail. More on that in a minute. You're listening to Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning. Shooting Meridian.